yard, and then went and made the play.
Brendan Sullivan, the quarterback. Jacob Gill, fellow Northwestern transfer with Sullivan. Motions to the left, and the throw from Sullivan is caught by Bowie across the 30 to the 34-yard line. Jarriott Bowie, a redshirt freshman, stopped a yard short of the stick. Third and one for the Hawkeyes at their 34.
Aaron Witt did a really nice job of just staying out, making it a tougher read and a tougher throw. But, again, hard play action fake to the right. Wisconsin has to respect that coming downhill. And Iowa picked up a big chunk there.
Iowa 44% on third down for the season. Sixth best in the conference. Here's Jerry Patterson with a handoff to the 40, 45. Gets to the 50 and out of bounds. Jazzy and Patterson, the running back. He could be second or third in the pecking order, but he's got some burst and gets a first down up to midfield.
A big hole off of the left side of Iowa's offensive line. They did a good job, and Forkerine was getting held. They didn't call it, which, all right, as long as they're going to do that both sides, but that blocking on the perimeter allowed it to be a much bigger play.
Johnson back in there at running back. Sullivan under center, takes a snap. He'll give it to Johnson off the left side of the 45 to the 40-yard line of Wisconsin, pulled down by Jake Cheney at the 38-yard line and a gain of maybe the 39, but it's a first down run either way for Caleb Johnson, junior out of Hamilton, Ohio. They'll mark at the 38 of the Badgers, gain of 12.
Mason Richmond, their left tackle, really good football player, and he has been really good the last two plays. He's moved, got great movement on Wisconsin's down lineman. That's allowed big run plays from Iowa.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Sullivan back with the gun to the Wisconsin 38-yard line. Takes a snap. Hands to Johnson. He's hit right away by Elijah Hills. At or a bit behind the line of scrimmage. Looks like a loss of one to the 39 of Wisconsin. Second down and 11.
I just beat the left guard. Did a little outside swim move and then closed quickly. That's you're looking for that quick twitch. That's how you get TFLs. And Hills, who's playing, he's competing out there. You see he's got sleeves, he's got braces, and he did a really nice job there jumping and making a play.
He's the down lineman along with Ben Barton, Leon Lowry in for Darrell Peterson. Two receivers left, two receivers right on second down. Sullivan swings on left side. Caught by Caleb Johnson. He gets crunched again behind the line of scrimmage. The combination of Christian Allegro and Aaron Witt on the tackle at the 40-yard line. A loss of another yard. Third down and 12.
Allegro did a great job of beating his block. That's a quick little perimeter dump off, and they have to block Allegro. He doesn't let himself get blocked. And then not only does he turn him inside, you see Witt, who's hustling, flying down the line of scrimmage to make that play. Just textbook defense there.
Three receivers right, one on the left.
Flinchy.
And movement up front.
Oh, now they're going to point. Well, this is the new catch rule. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
This will be a false start.
There we go.
It was a false start against Iowa. A little referee mic issue there. So it's now third down and about 17 plus change. Ball just outside the 45-yard line of Wisconsin. 2:54 left in the opening quarter. 3-0 the Badgers.
It is getting to that point, though, now. I'm seeing guys move. Their left tackle, who I just have been complimenting, he flinched. Wisconsin points it out, but at this point, I don't know what's going to happen once that ref throws the flag.
When in doubt, point.
Yes.
Emphatically. Empty backfield, three receivers right, two on the left. Now Johnson motions into the backfield. Quarterback draws Sullivan, not by one man, 45-yard line. He'll pay for it, driven down by Sebastian Cheeks inside the 40 near the original line of scrimmage, which is the 38. Nizer Forkerine was in there as well. As now Drew Stevens comes on to attempt a long one. This will be a 56-yard attempt. His career long is 54. That was a couple of years ago in a game against Northwestern. He's 11-13 this year with a long of 51. 56-yard try, a little bit right of center. The lines are down. Snap, spot. The kick is away. It has the distance, and it hit the right post.
Doinky.
No good.
Doinky. All right.
The sound you want to hear as a Badger fan when a Hawkeye is kicking. And we got a break in the action with the Badgers protecting this early 3-point lead. Brew Pub La Tomata Pizza is a proud partner of Badger Athletics, made in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub pizzas are everything we love in the Badger States. Get one today from your local grocery store or enjoy one next time you're at the game at Camp Randall Stadium. 1:52 left in the first quarter, Wisconsin 3, Iowa nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student-athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Badger football also brought to you in part by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Bruce Stevens hits the right upright from 56 yards away. A minute 52 left in the first quarter. 3-0 Wisconsin. So with Iowa missing that long field goal, the Badgers have good field position starting at their 38-yard line.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I know we're having a little technical glitch with Patrick. Look at him sprinting. Oh, that athlete.
That's good effort. He's an athlete.
Yeah, he's an athlete. It looks like the streamer. So that was into the wind. Am I crazy?
A little bit. Yeah, not a big wind, but yeah, a little bit.
But
he hammered it.
Big leg.
Yeah.
And obviously the doink, which we love hearing from our standpoint. But as conservative as you normally are, you see him. He tried it there, and as you put it, now we're in a great spot offensively. Good, great field position.
Will Pauling back in there, slot left. Riley Nowakowski, slot right. Walker, the running back. Lock fakes the handoff, fires to the left. That's caught by Pauling. He'll drive it up across the 45-yard line. Brought down by Deshaun Lee right at the 45. Gain of 7. Badgers get back on the ball on 2nd down and 3.
Recognizing the blitz, throwing where he's coming from. Nice job by Will.
Walker to the left of Locke, and this time Walker has the ball over the right side, spinning his way to a first down up to the midfield stripe. By the way, Brayden Locke off to a pretty nice start
here.
He 5 of 8 through the air for 50 yards.
Nice job by Brunner there of adjusting his pull and able to get enough of a body on that defensive end on his pull off to the right side there. Nice first down pickup there. So now we're sitting here clean, new set of downs.
Quincy Burroughs, Will Pauling out to the right. Vinny Anthony to the left, Pauling in motion to the left. 1st and 10 from the 50. And they fake a little end around, winding up his lock, throwing left seam, intercepted Deshaun Lee, 35, breaking left to the 40, 45-yard line, and he gets covered up by Riley Nowakowski at the 47-yard line. I am like a jinx here tonight.
Yep, you are.
I didn't want
to say anything, but that was just, he baited him. He baited him beautifully. You had Pauling wide open on the right-hand side on the little swing, and I give him credit there. He sat back, he read his eyes, and I could see it from a mile away that that was going to happen.
So an unfortunate streak continues for Brayden Locke, a pick in each of the games he has been out there for the Badgers. As Deshaun Lee, they've struggled a bit at that corner spot, but Lee has made a couple of nice plays, and then this pick gives Iowa the ball back at the Hawkeyes 47-yard line. 47 seconds left, first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin. Brendan Sullivan, who transferred from Northwestern after spring ball, It's the starting call at quarterback tonight. Here's the handoff into the line over the left side across midfield to the 48-yard line. Kamari Moulton in there. Redshirt freshman out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And he gains a better part of four there, just inside the 49-yard line of Wisconsin, second down and six.
Allegro is showing up a lot tonight. I know they picked up three or four there, but flying downhill, you see he's really playing with some big energy.
Jacob Gill, slot right. Jerry Adui wide to the right. Shotgun snap. Brendan Sullivan, time in the pocket, throws over the middle. It's caught by Gill. He gets popped right away by Hunter Wohler, but Gill hangs on to the 32-yard line of Wisconsin on what will be the final play of the first quarter. A lot going on, just a field goal to show for it. But the Hawkeyes are on the move as we get ready for quarter number two. Wisconsin football brought to you by Construction Business Group. Operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. At the end of one, Wisconsin 3, Iowa nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Back with you at Kinnick Stadium, Mike Heller with a quick scoreboard update. Badgers lead Iowa at the end of one quarter, 3-0. Same score out in Seattle, Washington leads USC at the end of one quarter. Number four, Ohio State, won on the road and beat number three and previously unbeaten Penn State, 20-13. They're now both 7-1, 4-1 in the conference. Minnesota won on the road at 24th ranked Illinois, 25-17. Northwestern beat Purdue in overtime, 26-20. Number one, Oregon, on the road at Michigan, 38-17. The Ducks improved to 9-0 overall, 6-0 in the conference. And 13th-ranked Indiana trailed 10-0. First time they've trailed this year. They then rattled off 47 straight, beating Michigan State 47-10. UCLA beat Nebraska.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. One of the great traditions in all of sport here in Iowa City at the end of the first quarter, the wave to the folks at the Iowa Children's Hospital. Patrick, we love jump around. We love all the traditions in college athletics. This one is right up there, isn't it? And I think we're having some technical issues with Patrick. It is. It's your first time, I think, Talish.
It is, yeah.
He's out here for it.
I'll play Patrick on radio.
There we go.
It is a great tradition. And I think, you know, to make the impact and to have everybody buy in, it's just a wonderful thing. And I know, obviously, we do a lot. The Wisconsin football program with the American Family Children's Hospital, too. And I think it's great when you can shine a light on that. And obviously, Iowa has done a fantastic job. It's one of the, as you put it, Matt, one of the coolest things about college football.
Luke Fickell this week to say it's the first time that he will have had a chance to experience it. It was an emotional sport, in a collision-based sport, you pause.
Yeah.
For a moment or so.
It's nice to have a little perspective outside of it and, you know, to have that break in between the quarters. And For that, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful tradition that Iowa started here.
All right, 3-0 Wisconsin leads Iowa. We start the second quarter. Iowa is on the move at the Badgers' 32-yard line. Hawkeyes going south to north, right to left as we see it. Brendan Sullivan in the first quarter, 4 out of 6, 29 yards. Caleb Johnson, 6 carries for 31 yards. Johnson is the running back. Caden Wiegen, wide left, motions to the right. Hand off to Johnson, slanting left, inside the 30, inside the 25. And John Pius finally drives into the turf. It'll be a first down, a gain of at least 10, maybe 11, first down for the Hawkeyes.
That was just physicality. And they love running off of their left side of their offensive line. And they pulled the center. They've had some good centers that have come through here as well. And on that one there, Logan Jones did a beautiful job of pulling out and just wearing on this Wisconsin D-line.
Oh, Stevens getting the call at left guard tonight, by the way, for the Hawkeyes. Seth Anderson, slot on the right. And first down, the handoff goes to Caleb Johnson. Finds a crease inside the 20, inside the 15 to the 10. Johnson to the 5-yard line and taken out of bounds by Preston Zachman. They'll mark him at the 5, first and goal for the Hawkeyes.
You keep seeing it. Even I think on that play there, what you're seeing is it was a little bit of a run to the right, but an immediate cutback, and then just all kinds of room, way too much space from Iowa's front that they gave, and missed tackle early, and then it was luckily got him down before he scored.
Well, prior to McNamara's injury, Brendan Sullivan was their red zone quarterback anyway. Keep an eye on him. First and goal. The handoff goes Caleb Johnson, takes it north-south, and is driven back by Jake Cheney along with Hunter Wohler, but not before Johnson drives to the 2-yard line. Second down, goal to go.
Yeah, just a lot of push right now. Iowa's getting really good push up at the line of scrimmage. And when you start talking about Hunter Wohler making tackles, and that's not where you want to be down in the red zone here unless Hunter's down on the line of scrimmage. Way too much push so far.
We go with an extra lineman. Cade Pieper lines up on the right side of the formation. Hayden Large, wing on the left. Second and goal at the 2-yard line. Sullivan hands off to Caleb Johnson and stopped just shy of the goal line. Jake Cheney with help from Preston Zachman. Aaron Witt getting in there as well. Third and goal. They'll mark it inside the 1-yard line.
A great effort there to keep Johnson. Johnson was actually stopped about the 1.5, 2-yard line, but kept churning his feet. And Witt coming in there late, I think, was able to restrict him and just leave Iowa short of the end zone.
Third and goal, large wing left. Motions into the backfield. And keeping it to Sullivan, and into the end zone he goes on the sneak. And they haven't signaled yet. Now they have. Touchdown, Iowa, as the Hawkeyes into the end zone for the first time tonight.
I'm not sure what took so long. That was the old tush-push motion. They brought a tight end or a wing in right behind and just shoved on a little tush-push from the Iowa Hawkeyes.
So it's 6-3 Iowa early in the second quarter. Impressive drive for the Hawkeyes as Drew Stevens on for the PAT. They'll take advantage of that Braden Locke interception. Stevens with the PAT, and it is good. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive. Available in stores and online. To Revive like a Badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. 12:49 left in the first half. Iowa 7, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Senator Tammy Baldwin wants you to think cracking down on fentanyl is a priority. But here's what Senator Tim Scott has to say.
As a primary sponsor, the creator of the legislation, I've never had a single conversation with Tammy about this bill, period, full stop. So when they come to the table, signing on to my legislation in the 24th hour, so they have cover for an issue that is has cost the lives of 70,000 Americans. It just makes me shrug my shoulders.
I'm Eric Hovde, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Hovde for Wisconsin.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Scoring drive for the Hawkeyes, 7 plays, 53 yards. Took just shy of 3 minutes. Brendan Sullivan finishing the deal from a yard away as Iowa capitalizes on the Braden Locke interception. Deshaun Lee came up with it. And we'll see how Braden bounces back. We just seen one of the weaknesses, the interceptions. One of his strengths is moving on after a bad
moment. He has had a good case. I don't know if you want to call it amnesia or whatever, but he has unfortunately been put in that spot too much. Right now, I'm going to give Iowa's offensive line, and especially their left side of the offensive line, they're getting great push. Caleb Johnson, 10 carries, 62. If we're going to give up 6.2 a carry, we're going to be in big trouble tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Came in averaging 7.8 a carry and 16 rushing touchdowns. The school record here at Iowa for a season is 20. Set by Sean Green. I would say that is in some serious jeopardy.
Player.
Yeah, he was. And Stevens on the run up. Vinny Anthony and Cade Iacomelli back, but this kick will sail over both of them and into the end zone and out of it for a touchback as the Badgers will begin at their 25-yard line.
And we talked a lot about Braden when he makes mistakes, and unfortunately he's made too many and some at critical points. You never know when that critical point, obviously last week versus Penn State was glaring, but here it happened early in the football game. I actually, prior to that, and I know, Matt, you jinxed him, but he really looked sharp.
Did.
He had one bad throw out of the whole time that almost touchdown to Vinny Anthony, so the thing you love about him, he is a competitor. He is not going to cower from anything. He's going to jump right back up and make those throws.
Darion Dupree, the running back. On first and 10, Locke takes the handoff, throws to Riley Nowakowski, who gets drilled right at the catch by Sebastian Castro at the 26-yard line on the right side. A gain of 1, second and 9.
You have to really stretch and force the deep. And you just saw Iowa had a lot of black helmets, yellow. Everybody flying. You have to pick up that perimeter block. Tucker missed it, and that ended up being a pretty poorly executed play.
Nickel defense in there for Iowa now. Cohen Intringer is in there in the secondary. Second down and 9 for the Badgers at their own 26-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Darion Dupree, the running back. Snap the lock, looking, and the pass is deflected by Deontay Craig. That behind the line of scrimmage, big defensive end got his mitts up in the air, and it falls incomplete. Third and 9 for the Badgers at their 26-yard line.
And that's what defensive lineman is actually really late off the football and saw that the ball was coming out, and instead of just, you know, continuing his rush, put a big paw up and knocked it up in the air.
Three receivers left, C.J. Williams to the right. Tawee Walker back in at running back. Third down and 9 for the Badgers at their 26-yard line. About 3 minutes gone by, second quarter, 7-3, Iowa leading Wisconsin. Play clock is down to 4. Locke calls for the ball, gets the snap from Jake Renfro. Back to throw, Locke, one pump, flushed right. Throwing right side, and it's nowhere near anybody. Incomplete. Three and out for Wisconsin. Badgers punting for their own 26-yard line.
Yeah, you go on first down, you try to run it, and you try to get a quick little throw out. You don't get any yards, and then you're sitting here at 3rd and 9. Actually, Walker did a good job. Iowa brought pressure. Tawee did a good job of coming in, stoning him, but a little bit of pressure leaked out, and we're forced to punt.
Caden Wiegen, very dangerous return man, deep at the 30-yard line. Atticus Bertrams on to punt, standing at his 12. Snap to Bertram, steps up, and the kick is away. High end over end. Wiegen will field at the 31, breaks right, then left across the 30-yard line. makes one man miss. Darrell Peterson got a face mask on him. Penalty marker flies as Wiegen gets driven back shy of the 30-yard line. It looked like a face mask there. We'll see.
I think he threw that flag earlier in the face mask. I think it's going to end up being.
Hope you're right.
I think it's going to end up being a hold on Iowa.
Well, it was close. Here's the call.
During the return, illegal block in the back, return team. 10-yard penalty from the end of the run. First down and 10. Timeout on the field.
I like that.
Good catch.
Good catch. Crew. I like this crew.
It was close to a face mask.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. And we got a timeout here in Iowa City. We'll take a break. 11:44 left in the first half. Iowa 7, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
As a professional in Learfield, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting. A setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs. At Menards, 11:44 left in the first half. 7-3 Iowa leads Wisconsin with the illegal block and the back penalty off the punt. As the Hawkeyes back at their 20-yard line, Iowa with 5 penalties for 40 yards. Wisconsin 3 for 15. Iowa on average is penalized about 29 yards per game. 40 already on them here in the first quarter and change.
And without those penalty yards, Wisconsin does not have points. That was critical on a couple of different third downs to get those 3 points. And now, right now, if you're an Iowa fan, you're very happy with the flow of this game. Outside of those penalties, Iowa is winning the battle up front.
Dylan Johnson, Cade McDonald, Ben Barton, the defensive line for Wisconsin. And off Caleb Johnson. Hits it up the middle across the 20-yard line and up to about the 25. And that's where he can show some of his strength as well. Again, a little jostling after the whistle. You had Mason Richmond, the left tackle, tangled up with Hunter Wohler. Second down and 5 for the Hawkeyes.
I don't like what I'm seeing. Even right there, you had a lot of bodies coming down, and Wisconsin slanted their defensive line, and Iowa washed everybody down off of that side and was still, the guy was picking up 4 or 5 yards on that carry.
Jaheim Thomas getting involved in that last play for Wisconsin on second down. Taking the handoff, Sullivan shuffling to his left. He'll run across the 25-yard line, and he gets wrestled to the boundary. Aaron Witt with a little something extra, and the penalty marker flies. And this will likely cost Wisconsin 15 yards. Here's Jeff Cervinski with a call.
After the play was over, personal foul, late hit out of bounds, defense number 59. 15-yard penalty is added to the end of the run, includes an automatic first down.
They gave him a shove after he was hitting the chalk there in that near boundary. That's where you got to let him go. And
you don't need to do it. And is it, it's not a violent, flagrant deal, but it's just not smart. And I think you let the emotion of the play before get it, and you can't give up 15 free yards.
From the Iowa 42-yard line, first and 10. Kamari Moulton, the running back. Sullivan under center, takes a snap, gives to Moulton. Big hole, 45-50. 45 to the 40 outside the numbers, 35 to the 30, and driven out of bounds by Preston Zachman. They'll mark at the 28-yard line of Wisconsin. Another big hit in the running game for the Hawkeyes.
Another big hole, and it's not a surprise that it's off of the left side again of Wisconsin's O-line. A nice job of getting Witt, and then Fort Greene came in, tried to make an ankle tackle. You're not going to do that, and just way too much running room there, and a big, big hole.
And a 30 yards for Moulton as he makes way for Caleb Johnson. First and 10, Iowa at the Badgers' 28-yard line. Sullivan back into the gun. Zach Ortworth, the tight end, motions left. One pump, Sullivan looking under some pressure. Flush to his right on the run. He's going to run it inside the 30, slanting right, 25-yard line, and racing to the boundary there and is out of bounds at the 19 of Wisconsin. So Brandon Sullivan, we talked about his quickness, his good footwork. He gains 9 on the play.
Very fortunate that Wisconsin got some good push and forced it, because he had a pump and go off of the left side closest to us. He was not able to keep his eyes down, but then he showed his athleticism of being able to run back over to the right side and pick up, what, nine quick yards.
Second down and 1 at the Wisconsin 19-yard line. Johnson to the left of Sullivan. Sullivan takes the snap, hands off. Caleb Johnson gets the first down, wrestled down by Jake Cheney at about the 16-yard line of Wisconsin. First and 10, Iowa. 9:20 left in the half. 7-3, the Hawkeyes.
Nice job by their center of just reaching Kurt Neal and be able to finish that. Jake Cheney does a good job of coming in, finishing up, and is able to get him down. But at that time, Iowa goes off to the right side of the offensive line and got good push there as well.
The drive continues for Brendan Sullivan in this Iowa offense. Sullivan again under his center. Caleb Johnson, hands on knees, the running back. Jacob Hill, the receiver, in motion to the right. Hand off Johnson up the middle. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Iowa. Untouched to the end zone, Caleb Johnson, and it's 13-3, the Hawkeyes.
Untouched is completely right. That was just simple. This isn't rocket science what Iowa's doing. They are just saying, we're going to line up, and Wisconsin is putting more guys down on the line of scrimmage, and for you to go untouched, that was not what we wanted to see.
8:49 left till halftime as the Hawkeyes just ran it down Wisconsin's throat on that possession as Drew Stevens on for the PAT. And the kick is in the air, and the kick is good. Wisconsin football brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 8:49 left in the half. Iowa 14, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie board? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
UW UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi. On Wisconsin, the Iowa scoring drive, six plays, all running plays, 80 yards. Took 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Caleb Johnson, his 17th touchdown of the year, runs it in from 16 yards. 13 totes, 86 yards already for Caleb Johnson. 17th rushing touchdown of the season. And it's 14-3 Iowa with 8:49 left in the half.
I did not envision this. I think early in the season, I don't know about you, Matt, I had concerns. Obviously, that outside zone, that's what Iowa is known for, just being physical. And some teams did some things that we were kind of – but then you started rotating some guys and you felt really good. This first – I can't do math, but it's 22 minutes of football has been ugly up front on both sides of it. Iowa is whooping Wisconsin physically right now. Their left side, Iowa's left side of their offensive line, I give their running game a ton of credit. 20 carries, a buck 57, but 8 yards a carry. This has been ugly. There's no other way to put it.
Drew Stevens will kick off. Eddie Anthony, Cade Yakimeli are deep. Stevens runs up, kick is away, and again, no return. Badgers started their 25. I tell you what else worries me here, Talish. I mean, the Badgers, well, they got off to a nice enough start. They got a field goal. He mentioned that Braden Locke was in rhythm. And then the interception, everything changed. Yep. Again, they didn't, you know, they couldn't buckle down defensively to get the stop after that INT. And then the touchdown drive. It just seems like one thing changes the whole complexion. Now, we'll see if they can fix it. But that's been an issue, not just this year, not just last year, but for a few years.
And we saw, especially in that three-game winning stretch, some of that complimentary football. You heard that buzzword all the time. So far, there have been not much compliments getting thrown around.
The 25 of Wisconsin, first and 10. With a wide to the left, Walker the running back, handoff, Tawee Walker up the middle, and he runs right into defensive tackle Aaron Graves after a gain of 1 to the 26, second down and 9 for the Badgers.
Yeah, not a ton of push there. And you try to get the running game going a little bit here and run off that left side of Wisconsin's O-line, but just some push back and just able to shed blocks, get over there, and not give much room for Walker to move.
Will Pauling slot left, Vinny Anthony wide on that side. Pistol formation, Walker behind Locke. Second down and 9 for the Badger 26-yard line. Locke will give it to Walker again, trying to hit the left side. The going is tough. He goes nowhere on the play. Jeremiah Pittman, defensive tackle. It's to the Badgers running back, and it's those dreaded words, third and long, third and 9 from just across the 26 of Wisconsin territory.
Simple zone play to the left, and actually Jack Nelson had a little bit of movement there, but that backside, you said it, their defensive tackle strung it out, and you can't go lateral for that long. Iowa's defense was able to catch up.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Slock on third down and 9, gets the snap. Iowa sending 5, a throw over the middle, and it goes a little behind and through the hands of C.J. Williams. And Badgers are fortunate to be able to punt here as it hung in the air a bit. We have a penalty marker in the backfield.
That's no good.
That penalty's declined.
Yep.
It's fourth down.
Hold against Wisconsin. Iowa turns it down in the second straight, 3-and-out now for the Wisconsin offense.
And that's, you try to establish the run game and you want to get back into rhythm. Now you just need to get a first down because you can feel the tension. And when you're playing, you feel it. You just want to get something positive. Give your defense a blow, and Wisconsin's offense unable to do that on this drive.
Atticus Bertram's the punt. Caden Wiegen deep at the Iowa 30. Snap to Bertram, steps up, and the kick is away, and that will hit inside the 35, rolling inside the 30, and the Badgers will down it at the 29-yard line in Iowa territory, a 46-yard punt. We'll step away, 7 minutes, 21 seconds. Left in the first half, it's Iowa 14, Wisconsin 3. Back in a moment, this is Badger football from Learfield.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
.721 left in the first half, 14-3. Iowa leading Wisconsin. Badger defense needs to dig in right now. Let's check in with Patrick down on the sidelines.
Yeah, Wisconsin took about 1 minute and 28 seconds off the clock there, and that's a problem, as we know, for this defense that already looks like they might be a little worn down against the run. I watched the defensive line that entire series. They spent the whole time around the iPad or the device on the sidelines here with E.J. Whitlow, the defensive line coach, pointing things out, talking, looking, diagnosing. It's as if they see things that seem correctable on the device. It's a matter of whether they could do it and if they could stand up to this offense, which, again, they didn't get very long of a rest on the sideline here.
No, back-to-back three and outs. The play in the series before that, it was three plays because there was a pick on the third play of the possession.
The first drive obviously was helped by some penalties, but you moved the football, you went down, got 3 points. Before that pick, 14 plays, 61 yards, okay, not steady. But since that interception, and then Iowa went down and scored, and to kind of your point earlier, Matt, about bouncing back and handling adversity and playing complimentary football, we've had 6 plays, which is 2 3 and outs for 2 yards. And you're getting worn out. They're running the football. They're running a ton of plays. 20 carries, 157, averaging 7.9 yards a carry. You gotta, as an offense, you need to give your defense a little time. And this is the opposite of complimentary football. So now the defense got a bow up, make a play. But if I'm Iowa, I'm not doing anything but running the football here.
To the left.
Yeah, just keep pounding it.
Ball at the 29-yard line, Iowa territory on first down. They'll run it to the right with Caleb Johnson.
Right.
And he gets nabbed across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. Gain of 3 at Ben Barton there and Leon Lowry. Lowry, the outside linebacker, second down and 7 for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, Lowry did a really good job of shedding his block there, not giving up a ton of room, and then closing down and pinching. And, hey, we'll take 2 or 3 yards, as what we've seen so far. That was pretty good.
Second and 7 as Brendan Sullivan brings them up. Jacob Gill wide to the right. Johnny Pascucci, a tight end slot on that side. 2 receivers to the left. And Zach Wordworth, who starts the motion to the formation. Shotgun snap, Sullivan. Badgers send 4. Sullivan backpedaling now, runs off to his left. 1 pump across the 30 and then gets tapped by John Pius out of bounds. Front of the Iowa bench. At the 32-yard line, no gain of the play. 3rd down and 7 for Iowa.
A really good job there. Ben Barton is able to kind of really force him. Looks like, I like that. Throw your arms up because try to get a hold, but good contain there. Pius did a good job on his drop of getting out there, forcing him, not getting a late hit. Now, I don't like saying this early in the football game, but with 6 minutes left, 3rd and 7, we got to get off the field.
Iowa 3 out of 5 on 3rd down. They come out, trips to the right. Caleb Johnson, the running back from the Hawkeyes' 32-yard line. Snap to Sullivan. 4-man rush, a throw over the middle. That's caught by Ortworth. He gets wrapped up by Nizer Forkurine, shy of the stick. They'll mark out of the 37, maybe the 38. They'll say the 37. It's 4th down and 2 for Iowa. And Kirk Ferentz will send on the punt team.
We needed that. Had to find a way to get off the field. Nice job there by Nizer of just securing the tackle, not allowing any yak, and now forcing a punt.
He's Dakin on the punt for the 2nd time. Hunter Roller deep at the 18 of Wisconsin. Andrew snap, pressure light, kick is away, and this one turns over. Waiting for it is Wohler. He'll let it hit. It checks up beautifully for Iowa. Inside the 10, they'll mark at the 6-yard line. And we'll keep it here after that 57-yard rocket from Reese Dakin. 5:12 left in the half. It's 14-3, Iowa leading Wisconsin.
Watching Hunter, he does the, you know, he's not going to catch it. He went to drill this guy, and he looks, you know, hopefully he's going to be all right. Took a pretty good shot there.
After back-to-back three and outs, let's see if Wisconsin can at least get the ball up the field for a first down or two here. They're at their own 6. There's this Iowa crowd.
Let's go up top here. Let's go big player. We got man, one-on-one coverage. Let's make a play.
Four receivers to either side. Dupree, the running back. Snap the lock. Swings to left. Dupree with a catch. Has space at the 10, 15. Darion Dupree gets tossed down at the 19-yard line. And a gain of 13. First down, Wisconsin.
Love that play. Just you really love what you've seen from Dupree. You let the blitzer come. He beats the guy that was supposed to be coming. He shot it. But great job by Kekahuna blocking. Tucker Ashcraft did a good job, and that's why you pick up 12, 13 yards.
Kekahuna and Quincy Burroughs out to the right. Vinny Anthony to the left. Two-back offense on first down. Locke will keep it. Running right. Dives across the 20 and fumbled the ball. They called him down.
Yep.
Jay Higgins was there, the linebacker. A gain of 2 for Locke, and it's second down and 8 for Wisconsin.
I like the concept of what you did here. You had Tucker Ashcraft come out, but the run there, it looked, I don't know what the right word is there.
Luckily, not comfortable.
Yeah, no, that's the nicest way to put it, but no fumble. We were able to land on it, no fumble, so here we go, second and 8.
4:05, clock running, left and a half, 4 receivers to either side. Kekahuna slot left, loops in motion to the right. Darion Dupree, the running back. Lock throws over the middle. It goes through the hands of Ashcraft, incomplete. And fairly close to being picked off by Xavier Wampa. That was a fastball. Looked like a very catchable pass there. Might have been screened off a little bit there, Ashcraft was. It's third down and 8 for the Badgers at their 21-yard line.
Yeah, I think Iowa's middle linebacker kind of got in the window. A good throw. That's one of those you see your quarterback throw a pick earlier. You have to help your guy out that hit Ashcraft right in the hands. Got to pull that one in.
Will Pauling slot left. Stretch Kekahuna slot right. Talwee Walker back in at running back. Play clock is at 5. Locke trying to get him set. Might need a timeout here.
Call it.
At 1. And timeout taken by Luke Fickell. And slow to get organized was the Wisconsin offense. The Badgers burned their second timeout. We're keeping it here. We've used all of our breaks in the first half. 3:56 left in quarter number 2. It's 14-3 Iowa.
And for a team that loves tempo and you get it, that's where I think you've seen this tonight a bunch. I mean, Matt, there's a lot of times, much to the chagrin of many of our listeners, I can't even get a word in edgewise because it's boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Tonight it's been, man, I get a lot of chatter because we're seeing that play clock go down to 3, 2. It's been too much. And give the crowd here a ton of credit. It's a lot of communication. Iowa's moving guys around, making it difficult to get things lined up and make sure it's dialed up. That's a crowd noise deal.
Third down and 8 for the Badgers at their 21-yard line. Two receivers bunched to the right. Vinny Anthony out to the left. Walker, the running back. Big play here for Locke of the Wisconsin offense. Blitz coming. Locke looks, throws, tipped, and incomplete. Wanted Quincy Burroughs. The ball again tipped. And Braden's had a couple of those in this first half. And the Badgers are forced to punt from their own 21-yard line.
I think it was Higgins just able to read his eyes, get his hand up and tip it. A good read. I think you pick up a first down, but that's probably at least the second, maybe third time that we've seen it. And that's you have to manipulate with your eyes. You have to do that for the D lineman as much as for the safety so you can get those open windows. Not done that time.
Atticus Bertrams again to punt. Plenty of time. Kick is away. Caden Wiegand backpedaling on it. Stumbled. Lost his balance. So the ball will hit inside the 30. And the Badgers will kill it. Jason Pfeiffer, the long snapper, does just that at the 26 of Iowa. 54-yard punt. So the Iowa offense back in there with 3:40 left in the half. 14-3, the Hawkeyes leading the Badgers.
Bertrams must do something funky with the ball. We see more punt returners stumbling and bumbling and rolling backwards. That was, I had for a second thinking, was which game was that, Purdue early where the fumbled punt with the sun? That, you need to have a spark. And, you know, Bertrams did that last week. He's done that a few times. Could have used it there, but unfortunately, Iowa got out of the way.
Jazzy and Patterson in at running back now, the 26 of Iowa. First and 10, handoff. Patterson hits the right side. He gets smacked by Christian Allegro. Patterson still is able to push his way near the 30-yard line. Gain of 3, maybe 4, second down for Iowa. Hawkeyes have all their timeouts available, 3:25 left in the half.
Been calling his name a lot tonight, and I know, you know, there's some stuff as far as rotation, but it's been the Allegro show tonight. He has taken a vast majority of the reps and flying around. One guy that you could definitely see his energy, he's flying around tonight.
And he's in there with Jake Cheney. Second down and 7 at the Iowa 29. Keeping it is Sullivan, shuffles left, guns it left, in and out of the hands of Seth Anderson at the 38-yard line, incomplete. Anderson missed early games this season. This is his fourth appearance. Fastest player, they say, on this team. Unable to handle that pass, and it's third down and 7 for the Hawkeyes at their 29-yard line.
Yeah, pretty nice job there by Iowa's quarterback. Reaching out, Witt did a good job of kind of stopping. He was going to run. He was able to slow him down and then get back into coverage on that little tight end under route, forcing what was actually a really good throw, just a drop by Iowa.
Slot left, slot right. Caleb Johnson, the running back. Jake McGill motions to the formation. Sullivan back to throw. Chased off to his right, and he will throw it up and away. Incomplete. That was Allegro getting in there again. And the question is, did that pass go beyond the line of scrimmage? There's some jawing going on.
Luke Fickell doesn't think so.
He'll be a grounding call here. Yep. Here it comes.
Intentional grounding. Offense number one. The quarterback was outside the pocket, but the pass never made it back to the line of scrimmage. Lost it down at the spot of the foul. Fourth down.
It was Christian Allegro again helping forcing that penalty.
Yeah, and Pius did a great job of beating his guy, and that forced Allegro actually had contained, and he got him around the waist, and that forced that throw because he did do a good job of getting out of the pocket, but with Allegro draped around his waist, he didn't quite have the strength to get the ball back to the line of scrimmage. And now, with 2:52 left, you force a punt. You're hoping that you get good field position, and for as poor of a half as it's been, you go down and get 7 here, you're going to feel pretty good walking into that locker room.
Badgers will receive to start the second half as well. Hunter Waller deep at the 39. Reese Dakin, his heels right on the goal line. Line of scrimmage is the 15. Snap to Dakin. The kick is away. Turns it over again. Fair catch signal by Waller, and he will do just that at the 31-yard line. 2:46 left in the first half. 14-3 Iowa. The Badgers have one timeout available. That was a 54-yard punt. So Torrey Taylor, who?
I was going to say, how does Iowa continue to do this? Last year it was ridiculous. Like what he did, he ends up getting drafted. Like, don't draft a punter. I don't care how good in the third or fourth round, Chicago, but do what you do. But Iowa just continues to have this punt. And that's preached by Kirk Ferentz. That's something that they work hard on. But, man, that was hidden yards. Iowa always seems to win those battles.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Walker, the running back. Lock, draw play. Walker cutting right across the 30-yard line and then gets drilled at the 34. And he just paid for it. A rough 3-yard run for Tawee Walker. Second down and 7 for the Badgers with 2.5 minutes left in the first half. There's Jay Higgins, the outstanding linebacker, on the hit.
Just a nice delayed draw, and again with the two minute drill, you really, that first play, you want to get a first down, and playing this very slow. I don't know, trying to get this where they don't give the ball back. I try to get a play here before the 2 minute timeout.
2:05 and counting left in the half on second down, and keeping it is Locke with room, 35-40, and he will dive to the 44-yard line. First down, Wisconsin, as we hit the 2 minute warning. With we're 2 minute timeout.
Oh, we got you finally. Uh-oh. The Do you get fined for that, or how does that work?
Yeah, probably. I'll put it on your tab. 158 left in the first half. The two-minute timeout. Badgers do have one timeout available. 14-3, Iowa leading. First and 10 for the Badgers at their 44-yard line.
Yeah, and Braden Locke, so watching him run, I mean, he just had a nice chunk there. That was a lot of space. And Iowa, they have gotten, they've chased down Walker on the backside. They are going to allow that a lot. And you see it. They're crashing their defensive ends, their outside linebackers, and they're saying, Braden Locke, you go ahead. That was a nice pickup, but that's one of those where if you can roll, you can probably pick up another 5-10 yards. He did pick up the first down, but that is going to be available to Phil Longo and this staff if that's something that they want to continue to do.
And that's the question, how much do they want to do it?
That's a great question.
Your backup is a true freshman. And really, Iowa in a similar spot here with Brendan Sullivan. Cade McNamara not available. Their other quarterback who trying to get ready, played just in one game last year, Marco Linez. He's not available, so we've seen Sullivan run it a little bit.
And that's why you see that, and you with Iowa's side of it, and you say, well, let's slow it around. And I'm going to give a little credit. It was 7-9. Per carry. The last couple drives, it feels like we've solidified things a little bit. Now got it down to 6.2. Got to just keep getting stops.
And then get some points on this possession. Before we resume play, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Should mention, talking about this Iowa coaching staff, a couple of familiar names are on it. John Budmeyer, who's been down here for a little bit now. He's the wide receivers coach. And Keller Crist is an analyst. Keller was on Paul Crist's staff. Keller's dad, Jeep, is now a college scout, I believe, with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's had a very successful career, multiple staffs, college and the NFL. Keller and Johnny Budd, great, great people. Can't root for him tonight, but otherwise, always pull for those guys. So the Badgers have a first and 10 at their own 44, and they actually put 2 seconds back on the clock, so we have exactly 2 minutes left in the half, 14-3, Iowa. Anthony Nowakowski and Pauling out to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Snap the lock. He'll give it to Walker, trying to hit the right side across the 45-yard line, churning those legs up to the 49 on a gain of 5. Second down and 5, a minute 50 and counting left in the half.
And that's a little bit better. Now we're starting to see that pile move a little bit. Not giving Walker a little space to get moving. Not everything in that backfield. You get him moving forward, good things are going to happen.
Anthony and Pauling to the left, Williams to the right. Riley Nowakowski will break out wide to the left on second and 5. Locke looking to throw, looking, throws left side, caught across midfield, wrapped up right away was Vinny Anthony. It was Jay Higgins there. They'll mark at the 47 of Iowa. Third and 1, a minute 18 and counting left in the half.
Braden just sits in the pocket, keeps his eyes down, makes a nice strike, and now setting up a third and short.
Slot left, slot right. Third and 1, Wisconsin at the Iowa 47-yard line. Locke gets the snap and wants to run for it, and he'll push. He'll get it inside the 45, protecting the rock down to the 43. Clock stops to move the chain. 59 seconds left in the half. First and 10 for the Badgers.
That was a design quarterback draw and actually kind of ran into the back, did a good job of that second effort to get forward and pick up that first down.
Clock running, 53 seconds left of the break. 14-3 Iowa, first and 10 Wisconsin at the Iowa 43-yard line. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Iowa bringing a fifth rusher. Locke throws to the left. It's incomplete, intended for Will Pauling, covered tightly by Sebastian Castro inside the 35-yard line of the far side. 39 seconds left in the half. Second and 10, Wisconsin at the Hawkeyes 43.
Well, Wisconsin did a good job there, Matt. You mentioned bringing that fifth guy. And again, I really like what I'm seeing from Tawi in his pass protection game. I think that's something he's improved and something as going to be trying to go to the next level, something that scouts will be looking at.
Slot left, slot right. The Hawkeyes 43, second and 10, Wisconsin, 39 seconds left till halftime. Walker is the running back. Back to throw, Locke. Little pressure coming again. Locke throwing, low pass incomplete at the shins of Vinny Anthony. A penalty marker down in the Wisconsin backfield. 34 seconds left to the break. Here's the call.
Personal foul, chop block. Offense number 60 and number 3. 15-yard penalty, still second down.
Nomination of Joe Huber and Tawee Walker. And another penalty here against Wisconsin. A combined 11 penalties in this first half. 6 for Iowa, 5 for Wisconsin. That one stings.
So a lot of times you'll have that back kind of fitting in there. Mm-hmm. And if somebody gets beat off of an edge and they go down, you can't have contact up high and then somebody coming low. And I'm sure that's what they call it.
Second and 25. The Badgers at their 42-yard line. 3 receivers right, 1 on the left. And